If we don't understand why we are here and what the purpose of our existence is, and then what's the point of living?
Today we're joined by Professor Avi Loeb, theoretical physicist, Frank B. Baer Jr. Professor of Science at Harvard, and the founder of the Galileo Project. He's published over 1,000 peer-reviewed papers and authored multiple books. What makes Avi unique is that he's taken his impeccable mainstream credentials and pointed them at the question most scientists won't touch: are we alone? And right now, his Galileo Project has 3 observatories operational, scanning the skies for unidentified anomalous phenomena. Whether you agree with his conclusions or not, there's nobody doing work like this at this level. I don't think a lot of people know about the Talpiot program and how selective that is. And you got in there when you were 18 years old?
Yes, it was meant to select a group of between 20 and 30 recruits out of thousands.
And this is military science program, yes?
Yes. The idea was to train those recruits every year, to train them through all the military, the sections of the military, so that they know what it's like to be a soldier. I ended up being tenured at Harvard after working really hard. If you get tenure, the whole purpose of tenure is to entertain ideas outside the box. What happens instead is you see people that get tenure, and at that point, all they care about is getting honors and awards and grants.
Should we be changing what we're looking for when these interstellar objects come in? Because apparently they're going to come in more frequently than we thought.
We are now at a point where we don't need to wait for the U.S. government to tell us what lies outside the solar system. We can find out. We produce artificial intelligence systems that make us more stupid. Do you see this tendency among students that they're addicted to AI agents in ways that compromise their cognitive abilities? But AI could be much worse because it will affect adults, deteriorate. It's just like you decide to take public transportation instead of walking because the technology is out there. It's not good for you. You
right.
have to walk. You have to do some exercise. A number of scientists told me that AI is changing the way they do science. One of them even said that the AI agents can do 90% of what this scientist used to do.
Go back to aliens for just a second. Do you think that the gray aliens that people talk about, are they really seeing aliens?
Well,
You don't want to speculate? You don't have an instinct or a gut feeling?
My gut feeling is that we are definitely not alone.